Hello, everyone, and welcome to episode 239 of MMT Millennial Movie Talk, a movie, TV show, and WWE podcast. I'm one of your hosts, Brayden, joined as always by the wonderful Alex.
Hi.
And the wonderful Michael.
Hello.
How are we this week, lads? Alex, we were just enjoying you playing some WWE 2K24 just then, just before the stream started.
Yeah, I'll put it back on.
It's good fun to just watch Alex either annihilate or get absolutely annihilated by someone. It's a good time.
That's not fair.
But it's been good fun. Been good fun to play it. This is actually just an intervention on trying to convince Michael to buy the game. No, I'm joking. No.
Michael, buy the game and make your bed.
Oh, no.
No.
Yeah, it's too late now.
To which one?
Yep, that's fair.
No, you to make my bed.
Ooh.
Damn.
Oh, I reckon Michael's already bought. Let's have a look.
Boy's got sass.
I haven't. I can promise you. I can tell you Michael. I haven't.
Michael, chat, drop down. give Michael buy the
it's
game.
All right, quickly, someone quickly go subscribe to our Patreon and give me the money to go buy it.
Yeah, someone give Michael $99.
Please.
Absolutely not. You can buy that with your money.
That's fair.
Braid, did you buy the Patreon? Did you buy your game with Patreon money?
I bought my game with my money. Thank you very much.
Yeah, I bought my game with my money too. Both of them.
Yeah, you're a mad lad. You're a mad lad, bless. Before we jump into Oscars territory, do we want to chat a little bit about the old wrestling? Alex has leant back in his chair, so I'm going to take that as a no.
We never opened with wrestling.
That's true. All right. Big week for Hollywood Oscars. The Oscars are on, were on, have been on, have finished.
We're on yesterday.
You really beat around the bush on that one.
That's what I do. But did anyone here actually sit down and watch it?
No. Yeah, I watched the whole thing.
Nice. I think I watched like 70% of it.
I watched the whole thing on the couch. Trying to keep awake.
Yeah, that's fair. Well, I gotta say, I like Jimmy Kimmel as a host. He's good.
This is weakest year though.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was gonna say I've seen some things about it with people saying he wasn't great, but obviously I didn't watch it, so
it wasn't great. But I mean, they've had many worse.
Yeah. Yeah, I think the bar's pretty low. So having just an average year where like half the jokes are good, half the jokes are fine.
All the good jokes weren't his.
Yeah, true. Very true. Bless. Because there were some bangers.
Bless. I got 20 out of 23 on my ballot.
Damn, nice.
What did you get wrong? I'm curious.
Shut the fuck up, Michael.
Well, it's quicker to list. It's quicker to list the ones you got wrong than the ones you got right.
That's so rude, Michael. Always trying to point out why I quickly try to get the ballot up on screen, and I got to sit here and abuse you for about 10 minutes.
That's
you were going to do that. That's just a normal. You're going to do it anyway. Yeah.
Hey, do you want to see this ballot or not?
Yeah.
Whoa. Okay.
Hello.
There we are. So we got Oppie Boppy.
Yeah, I got Oppenheimer right. That's for the viewers at home.
You got a lot of Oppenheimer right. Oh, there we go.
Right. So Oppenheimer, best picture, right. Best director, right.
Now,
American Fiction.
I didn't know he'd never won.
Yeah,
I didn't know that either.
Won. No, I had no idea.
I thought had gotten one for like Interstellar or something.
No, he never won.
I just assumed that he had won. And then, as they were bringing him on stage and they're like, he's been nominated like 8 times or something and he's never won. So good for him. I thought he had a really good little speech. I just thought it was.
I'm glad he won.
Very good.
American Fiction, best adapted, got that right.
Nice.
Anatomy of a Fool, got that right.
Nice.
Oppenheimer.
Cillian, got that right. Robert Downey Jr. got that right. Emma Stone got that right.
Nice.
That was the big one that I got right over many other people.
Yeah, a lot of people had Lily Gladstone pegged, didn't they?
It's the Battle of the Stones.
the stones.
It was the Battle of the Stones, and the correct answer came out on top.
Damn.
Because Lily Gladstone wasn't in a lot of Killers of the Flower Moon, whereas Emma Stone was the whole Poor Things film.
The entirety of this one film.
Yes.
Bless.
Best Supporting Actor, Divine Joy Randolph.
Nice.
Correct choice. Most of the acting was probably the correct choice. I would like to see Mark Ruffalo.
Yeah.
I don't know why. I love him in that movie. And I'm really sad they didn't show any clips of the performances.
Yeah. Instead, they just did those moments where the other actors came out and just really gave them compliments.
So you could tell that some people knew the actors and they were talking and really passionate, but then you could tell some people were just reading off a prompter.
You mean Ben Kingsley?
Ben Kingsley was just reading off a prompter.
Oh, bless. Yeah, it was rough because it came after a really sweet one as well. And it was like,
who did Ben Kingsley talk about?
Wasn't it Cillian Murphy?
Was it? Oh, God. But I think it's so funny that they didn't get Jennifer Lawrence to talk about Emma Stone because they're like really good friends in real life.
Right.
But they had Sally Field.
Yeah.
They're both in The Amazing Spider-Man, so.
That's the connective tissue. That's it.
Yeah. Boy and the Heron, another one I got right over other people.
Yeah. I mean, it's sadly to be expected, but I do wish Nimona or Spider-Man got it.
Yeah, you're dreaming with Nimona.
Yeah, I know.
Nimona, Elemental, and Robot Dream.
But because of Nimona, we got Eugene Li Yang in an incredible dress on the carpet, which was great.
There we go. Cinematography, Oppenheimer, correct.
Yeah.
Costume, Poor Things, correct.
Yeah.
Documentary feature, correct.
Yeah, that checks.
Documentary short, correct.
Do want to watch that. When they were featuring it, Michaela and I were like, oh my God, we have to watch that. That looks really, really good.
Yeah.
Last repair shot.
Oppenheimer won Best Editing. I would have given it to either Poor Things or Anatomy of a Fool, but that's fine.
But
I don't think that film had the best editing.
But you got it correct.
I got it correct because Oppenheimer was going to win most of the techies.
Yeah, you know.
Best International Film, Zone of Interest, yay.
Yep.
Best Makeup and Hairstyling, Poor Things, correct. Nice. Score, Oppenheimer, correct. Should have gone to Poor Things.
Ludwig. You got to vote on Ludwig.
No, should have gone to Poor Things. That was a better score.
Okay.
Did you not hear the Poor Things score when they played it all night when it won?
I heard a little bit of it.
It's beautiful.
I do feel bad that I haven't watched Poor Things yet.
It's on Disney Plus now.
Oh, yeah.
There's no excuse why
okay. You
have not watched it.
Well, now there's no excuse, so I will get on that.
Barbie, What For I May For, the wrong song from the movie, though. Yes. I'm glad everyone agrees.
I mean,
They went for the most conventional one. What I'm Just Ken was the better song.
Oh, yeah, there's a reason why they, like, one of them was the more memorable performance on the night.
One of them's the more memorable song from the film.
Yeah, true. But, yeah, I mean, they're both fantastic. I'm happy with either of them. But, man, that performance was so good.
It was a good performance.
It was excellent. It was so good. Starting in the crowd. Oh, Ryan Gosling just going for it. Excellent stuff.
He's just Ken.
Yeah. We've got Simu and Ben and Shruti Gatwa up on stage dancing and everything. It was
all of them.
It was great fun. Slash
was there.
That was weird.
So here's one of the ones I got wrong. And it was Best Production Design. I just thought they were going to give Barbie something.
Yeah.
I was just like, I assumed they were going to give Barbie something. I was going to vote Poor Things, which one? Well, I'm so happy it won. It was such a great one to lose for me. But I just really thought that they were going to give Barbie something. And I went, out of anything they could give it, and it makes sense, it's probably production design.
Yeah. But, I mean, yeah, they did a really good set and everything. Like,
but many really sets. Glad Poor Things won. Everyone watched Poor Things.
Now there's no excuse.
Poor Things, production. Just look at this shit. Just look at all this. Look at all this.
Jesus.
That's cool.
What am I even look? Wow.
I know, they're very tiny, but.
Wow.
Like.
It does look stunning.
This is one here.
Jesus, is that the same movie?
Oh, for fuck's sake.
The smallest image ever.
Oh god. What's gonna be better? IMDb's better. Ready? Northman.
That'll never get old. I love this so much.
Greatest film of all time.
All right, let's have a looky loo at this production.
Just first of all, Willem Dafoe.
Jesus.
This is why the man got best makeup. This is why they got best makeup. Look at him.
That's crazy.
Awesome. Crazy awesome, Braden. Yeah, I agree.
No, I do agree with that. Far out.
It's just...
Ooh.
It's just it's a sick movie.
Wow.
And Mark Ruffalo is... Look at him.
I loved his how he arrived at the Oscars, where he was just yelling about like how the protest is shutting down the Oscars and that. Like,
yes, he was very
pro Palestine. It was great. Loved that.
Yeah, just I could talk about this movie.
Oh, that was good.
This movie is the best. Look at this.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I get it. I get it. Yeah, those sets do look wonderful.
It's just, look at here. Look at our king.
Yeah. He is king. He is giving off king energy.
I don't know what the shot's called where he looks like you're looking through a peephole, but yeah. Ooh. See, look at this.
Yeah, that does look beautiful.
All right. Anyway.
God damn.
I'll gush over Poor Things more when I rewatched it before the Oscars too. Still a 5. Still the best movie of last year. Anyway, let us do a pick. That was another one I got incorrect. It was War Is Over, that one. Best short live action, Wes Anderson won his first Oscar.
Which I also didn't know, which is crazy. And I actually watched this. I watched this a couple of weeks ago and completely forgot to mention it.
I haven't watched it.
I thought it was excellent. I thought it was very, very good. And the second I saw it pop up, as they were reading that category, I was like, that has to win. And it did. It is weird in the most Wes Anderson way, but the performances, like Ben Kingsley and Benedict Cumberbatch and Ralph Fiennes, brilliant. I love Ralph Fiennes.
Look, best short live action. So, yep, that was fun. I haven't seen any of them, so.
Yeah,
I'm sure they gave it to the right one. And Wes Anderson got an Oscar. He wasn't there to accept it, though, because he begins filming his new movie in Germany, like, today.
Wow.
Uh-huh. So that's why he wasn't there.
Fair enough.
He wasn't snubbing. Yeah. That man works a lot.
Yeah.
Best sound. Another one that I went with my heart and actually paid off with Zone of Interest. Everyone thought Oppenheimer was going to win best sound.
But
Zone of Interest won.
By the sound of how you described it initially, like, I don't see how it couldn't have. Like, it would have. So I feel like it just would have been the wrong choice.
So much of that movie relies so heavily off the sound design.
Yeah.
Of just hearing the horror in the background. And another one that I was happy to lose, I put the creator to win best visuals, but Godzilla Minus One.
Yeah.
Won it, and that made me happy.
Yeah.
I love.
They were so happy. They were, oh my God, they were ecstatic. They were so excited to be there.
my friend and I were watching, I messaged my friend as we were watching it, and we're like, of course the Japanese brought their dolls.
Oh my God, yeah, bringing all the Godzilla toys and stuff. Oh man.
Yeah, of course they brought their toys.
They were loving it. But
yeah, they were having a great time. They were so happy. Yeah, it was good to see.
I did like seeing that. But the creator was also a pretty safe bet because it was a visually very impressive movie.
Oh, the movie looked great. I thought the visuals in the creator were awesome.
Now, I don't know why. I probably say this every single year. They don't have a stunt category, do they?
No.
Are they adding
next
one?
No, currently no, but we think they are.
Okay.
We think they're in the process of getting it done because they came out and they did Emily Blunt and Ryan Gosling, and they came out and gave a like a tribute to stunt people.
Yeah.
Which was just an ad for their movie, right? Yeah. And yes. Everyone thought that this is when they were gonna announce that next year is gonna be a stunt category.
Yeah.
Because they've already announced a new category for next year, which is best casting. They're gonna have they're giving an Oscar to casting directors.
I do remember that in Kimball's monologue was good.
Yeah, so that so and those are the two ones that we want in the Oscars. Like it's we got the casting, we're happy we got that. It's just gonna be Allison Jones every year though, so it's fine because you always see her name.
It's just like, oh, it's just one person. Yeah, that's
mm-hmm.
it.
I'm actually interested to see how they do that because you can have casting directors do like four of the biggest films of the year. And I'm interested to see if it's just going to be like double ups, heaps of double ups.
Yeah, because like we get that a lot in the comic book industry where Best Writer at the Eisners this past year went to James Tynion IV. And his win for Best Writer of the Year was for like six different books that had released that year. Like it wasn't just for one. So it'd be interesting to see, yeah, if it is a casting director that is on multiple giant films, if they are listed for all four or if it's just for one.
So immediately casting director here, Dune Part 2, they were a part of.
Yep.
One, yeah, so they do heaps, man. It's, wow. Cool.
It kind of felt like a bit, with them not announcing the category, it did kind of just feel like an ad. But
yeah, and they just need to do it. And I think they are I think they will do it because it's literally the last one that everyone's saying there should be.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So it's kind of silly that there isn't, but I want a casting. I want one. I'll fight for it.
Bless.
Yeah.
Well, speaking of wrestlers, John Cena came out in the Nutty.
He did. He did come out in the Nutty.
Yeah. I saw a quote from someone afterwards saying, we really worked super hard to make him look like a Ken doll so that nothing went wrong.
I really thought they were going to, like, that was going to be the end of the joke, was that he was going to drop the card and they just show... Because have you seen the behind-the-scenes photo?
No.
What he looked like?
Oh,
they released it.
If they have, actually? Oh, my God.
Yeah, I'll
I just saw the quote about it. I mean, that would have also been funny if they were just like, yeah, it was like full proper prosthetic Ken doll bottom.
I thought that was going to be the end of the joke. Look.
Oh, wow, yeah. They could have just gone for it. I thought
this is going to be the joke. That he was just... Because he was a Ken.
He was Mermaid Ken.
Yeah. With his Burks. You know.
It was certainly something. It was a shock.
I thought Kimmel's funniest joke of the night was when they... So I'm just going to put this on while we're doing stuff. I thought Kimmel's funniest joke of the night was when Emma Stone wins for Best Actress and then he tells them to shred the card.
Oh, so yes.
They don't repeat the mistake from the couple years ago.
That was funny. Oh, my God. And then Pacino, Jesus.
Yeah, well, he wasn't meant to read the nominees.
Oh, okay.
So that was never the plan. The whole plan was because they were every time they came back from commercial...
They were featuring one of the big featuring films.
That. So that they were saying they weren't like there was never the plan to read out the nominees.
Yeah. Yeah. Getting these older actors to come in and do
my them. Eyes see Oppenheimer.
It's just like
the beat.
You're always gonna get the weirdest took. Shit. Everyone's like, what? What? Was that it? Oh, that was it. Yeah. Okay. God damn.
But yeah. No, we love Oppenheimer. Everyone, we all seen it. We all thought it was great. You know, probably that makes the most sense for it to win.
Yeah.
Because it was the most safe.
Yeah.
And yeah.
Look at Mark Ruffalo. Oh, my God.
Oh, Duncan Weatherburn. Incredible. Incredible.
God, this movie looks like a trip.
Oh, it is the best movie you'll ever watch.
You see, I've heard vastly different opinions.
Really?
From who? I've heard you absolutely love it, love it, love it. Like, favorite film of the year, 5 stars. And I've heard, like, on, like, a couple podcasts, people mentioned they were either like, it wasn't for me. Or, like, one person I heard being like, I did not like it at all.
And do you like films just going for it?
Yeah, and like really committing to just being truly out there.
Do you know the story of the movie?
I do.
Yeah.
I didn't know so Willem Dafoe was in it though.
Yeah, so he plays like essentially Dr. Frankenstein.
Yeah.
And Emma Stone plays Frankenstein's monster, but in this adaptation, he put a baby's brain in a woman's body.
Yeah.
And it's awesome. It's got like Emma Stone's character just
work.
Yes, the fisheye. Look at these
incredibly wide shots.
Incredibly wide. Sometimes they got like that. They got the peephole effect.
Yeah,
on a lot of them, and the fisheye. But yeah, like just her character development when she go from where she starts to where she ends, and it's so like, and it's such a drastic change, but the actual transition itself is so seamless. I got teary when she won because I really thought she wasn't going to win, and it made me so happy when they read her name.
She seemed really surprised in her reaction.
She was shocked.
Yeah, she looked like one of the most shocked out of the whole bunch.
Yeah, and I just implore everyone to watch the movie. It is fucking weird.
Yeah.
And I would never say, I would never watch this movie in the lounge room where people can walk past because
they will judge you.
Yeah, it's got some of my favorite lines of dialogue. My favorite character in any movie this year is Mark Ruffalo in this movie. He's my favorite. I love him. Just the way he talks. Have you guys heard how he talks?
Yes, I've seen one scene out of context, but it was the scene where they're dancing together.
Did he talk in that scene?
Yeah, he talks at the start of that.
Is it this one?
Yeah, that's the one I saw.
I'll play this for Michael. All right, Mikey?
Yeah.
So you can have a bit of Poor Things context.
I did see the other day that it was on Disney Plus, so it's on my to watch in the next week or so.
Yeah, I did not know that.
I want everyone to watch.
So now we all have to, we have to catch up.
I'll watch it again.
Yeah, go for it.
All right. Is this too loud?
That's good.
No, it's a bit quiet. Interesting.
I love him to death. Oh, this scene's great too.
Emma Stone, my God. She is crushing it.
She's excellent. Look at him.
It really Look, does give
this
you
is,
the...
If this is just one it, scene and this is how it is, this is...
It gives you all the, like, context of the bizarreness. Energy that this film is bringing.
Great. I love this song, too.
It's so weird.
When it hits... Yeah, I could watch this again.
It's giving me, like, fucking Harry Potter band vibes.
I love him.
Bless. It's like if they did the Wednesday prom dance scene, but like everyone was high as a kite. What is yeah? It's so odd.
I love it. I adore it.
Yeah. I'm very interested to watch it.
I could watch it again.
God damn.
I shouldn't say that, but I definitely could watch it again.
Bless.
Yeah. Everyone, basically, PSA, go watch Poor Things. It's fantastic. It's weird. You know, not weird. It's just, it's intense, maybe. But
intense, strange, yeah, different, unique, unusual.
You're not going to have a bad time watching Poor Things. Like,
different.
Oh, ooh. Probably just heard me again.
Yeah.
I have to sometimes just come on and see if anyone's commented, because, like, if I don't check, we get a stray comment.
Yeah, that's always how it goes.
Yeah, and I'm just going to now turn this off so you guys don't hear anything else that comes out from Chrome.
Bless.
But, yeah, look, Poor Things. It's nah, look, Oppenheimer, we'll talk about Oppenheimer. Cillian Murphy was great. First Irish-born actor to win.
Yeah.
Best actor, which was really cool. And it was good seeing him win it. He was, out of all the actors, he was the right choice. But Paul Giamatti was the only one I reckon could have come close to him.
Who else was nominated for it again?
Jeffrey Wright for American Fiction, Bradley Cooper for Maestro. Maestro is the only movie nominated for Best Picture I didn't finish.
Oh,
did you start it?
It was so, yes. It was so fucking boring.
Well, I remember it's a
biopic. It's like a biopic about an old
Leonard Bernstein.
Leonard Bernstein.
And like everyone's just like, this is Bradley Cooper.
Composer.
Best, like him just trying way too hard to try and win an Oscar. Like,
yes. I made it 51 minutes into the movie.
Wow.
And I had like an hour and a bit left, and I just couldn't do it. It was just boring. It was slow and boring.
Bless.
So,
is it a long movie?
Yeah. 2 hours, 10 minutes.
Oof, too long.
Okay, so it's not even that too long.
It's Jimmy Kimmel's
4 hours, man.
Jimmy Kimmel's joke about everyone making their films too goddamn long. I appreciate it. That was good.
John Mulaney had the best joke of the night regarding Madam Web.
Oh my god, so funny.
I've even seen that clip.
Following on from that into just like hyperfixating on Field of Dreams.
Yeah.
Oh man. He's fantastic.
Other highlights were Arnie and DeVito coming out and doing a bit with Michael Keaton.
About Batman. I've seen a few.
I'm not sure if Michael Keaton was in on it or he just ad-libbed all that. I feel like he was awesome.
I feel like he didn't know. I feel like that was purely ad-libbed.
He committed, though. He made that.
Come at me. Mm-hmm. Oh, man. It was great. Very gif-able.
Yes.
Highly gif-able moment.
The scene in Naked part was funny.
Yeah.
Very interesting that we nearly got Dune 2 versus Oppenheimer. At the Oscars, if Dune came out in October, I think it's almost going to benefit Dune 2 for it not coming out that year.
Definitely.
Well, I don't know what wins. I think Dune 2 takes all the techies, to be honest.
Oh, yeah. I mean, what else have we got on the slate for this year? Like,
I don't know. This year's been shit so far, by the way. It's been Dune 2 and then nothing. Like,
there was something that I feel like a couple of us had on our anticipated list. Oh, Argyle ended up being shit.
Do you mean Kraven the Hunter?
God damn. Most anticipated 2024, what's coming out? Like, Mean Girls is out.
Oh, I still need to check out that new Adam Sandler movie.
But don't. It's boring. Oh, Madam Web.
I was excited for that one.
So, okay. I'll just share my screen because I am literally looking. So Dune Part 2 is already out. So Kung Fu Panda 4.
Bob Marley looks good. I haven't heard anything about
reviews
it.
Reviews are average.
The trailer looked good.
Kung Fu Panda 4 reviews are average.
Yep.
Yeah, I have seen that.
Secret Society of Magical Negroes, I have not heard anything about, but I like that title.
That's a great title. I don't know what it's about.
That's really, like, it's intro. It draws you in.
It's a cool title. Roadhouse. I want to watch Roadhouse.
Oh, it's the new Gyllenhaal. Yep.
With Conor McGregor.
Wow.
Yeah, I'll make it bigger.
Thank you.
Roadhouse. Ghostbusters Frozen Empire.
Which we'll see how that goes. Seeing.
my movie recording.
Were you accidentally stopped filming? Automatically? We accidentally filming at some point. We will have reviews for Ghostbusters Frozen Empire, which means I have to go back and rewatch all the Ghostbusters movies.
Not all of them.
Not all of them. But I will, because I don't remember.
I still need to watch Afterlife.
And I haven't even watched Afterlife yet, so.
Oh, I like Afterlife.
Yeah, I remember you liking it.
Civil War, I can't wait to watch.
That one seems cool.
Oh.
Here's Choppy's number one movie of the year.
Oh.
Have you seen what Jesse Plemons looks like at the moment?
No.
No.
Is this no context, just randomly, or?
It was at the Oscars.
Oh, my God.
He's lost a lot of weight.
Come on. I haven't mentioned that.
My God.
Yeah.
It doesn't even look like him.
No, it doesn't.
No. This is him at the Oscars yesterday.
Man.
Oh, damn.
Look at him.
Do you think Kirsten Dunst feels like she's, like, cheating on him?
With him?
With him?
I'm sure she's happy with his transformation.
I mean, good for him.
Oh. Yeah.
What? It feels wrong. Fucking, an ad for that came on just before as my parents were watching TV in the living room as I was walking to my room. It's just like, oh my God, I cannot believe that
most
film.
Most anticipated movie of the year.
Oh man.
I'm actually not excited for it.
I will only go and see it if it's with you guys. I will not watch it in any other context.
Godzilla versus Kong was fun because they're fighting each other, but I don't really care about them teaming up.
It just looks so, so, so stupid. This, my God, I want to see.
This will be interesting.
I want to see this too. Zendaya and a threesome.
Jesus.
With the jet leader from West Side Story. We got Rip.
Yeah.
Is his name Rip?
Yeah.
Yeah. There we go.
My God.
Full guy, I want to see.
That's going to be fun.
I'm not getting my hopes too up, but it is. He's a lot of fun. Emily Blunt's a lot of fun. And it's from Bullet Train Man. So, like.
Yeah.
You know, I've never heard of Back to Black.
No idea.
Okay, moving on. If could be fun. These aren't Oscar movies.
No, it looks.
No.
Like
Furiosa is probably the next Oscar movie.
What was the? There was a Krasinski joke.
I don't think it will be.
That was when Guillermo, Jimmy Kimmel's mate, was doing the toast and was listing all the different people. That's good fun. I mean, Furiosa could do technical.
Kingdom could do technical.
Yeah.
Mm.
Hitman could be alright. I've heard some good things about it. The Crow remake, I'm not here for.
That's interesting.
I've still never even seen the original.
It slaps. The original's a lot of fun. I just don't know. Boys 4, I didn't even know that was coming out.
Did not know that was a thing.
Inside Out 2,
like, is almost a surefire win for animated at this point.
Guess the Bike Riders might do something.
What was that? No, I don't know any of those. Oh, yeah, yeah.
That's Austin Butler. I'm pretty sure.
Leader of a biker gang. Tom Hardy, leader of a biker gang.
Yeah, Tom Hardy's in it. Could be good.
Okay.
Quiet Place Day One.
That'll be interesting.
Don't know why their photos there. They're not in it.
Yeah.
This is interesting. Horizon American Saga. It's a two-part. They're two movies coming out on
Costner.
Netflix this year.
Oh, this is This is Chris written all over it.
This is directed, produced, and co-written by Kevin Costner.
Oh, my
He's
God.
Also in it.
It so, is. This is made for Chris.
For Chris, yeah.
It's about the way.
He's gonna put it on two Blu-ray discs and he's going to send it directly to Chris's house.
Twisters?
Fucking. God damn it. I can't believe that's a thing.
It's got Glenn Powell in it, so I'm interested.
Yeah, true.
Deadpool 3.
Yeah, again.
Borderlands.
Not any Oscar anything.
Did you guys watch the Borderlands trailer?
I did.
I have not.
It seems a lot. Romulus?
It looks exactly like Guardians of the Galaxy.
Yeah.
I can
These
imagine.
It looks more Suicide Squad, but like same tone.
Yeah.
Like James Gunn.
Yeah.
Very James Gunn-y. These aren't.
None of these.
These
nah.
aren't. I'm excited for this.
I am freakishly put off by how good the trailer made this look.
Look how good
I haven't
he looks.
Seen a single thing about this.
Oh, dude.
Have you seen any of the movies?
No, I have not.
Oh. Okay. Well, Michael, first off, you got to go watch Beverly Hills Cop 1 and 2. And then...
And then while you got the washing on, put three on.
Yeah, and just, you know, maybe glance at it every now and again. And then go watch the trailer for Beverly Hills Cop Axel F, because it is surprisingly good looking.
Got Beetlejuice coming out.
Strange. But, I mean, okay.
Transformers 1.
Sorry?
Oh. Oh.
They're doing another one. Excuse me,
what?
Yeah, Transformer. It's got Chris Hemsworth, Scarlett Johansson, Keegan-Michael Key, John Hamm, Lawrence Fishburne, Brian Tyree Henry.
That's sorry, does large, that say Hemsworth voices Optimus Prime?
Yes, I believe it is all totally animated.
Oh, okay. Weird, yeah. Though.
So we got Saw 11.
Okay. I did not realize they were doing that.
Yep, Saw X was great. So
I still need to watch that.
Saw 11.
Oscar-winning Joker.
Yeah.
Oscar-winning Joker. It's me, the Joker.
Does that count as a Oscar, like Oscar-worthy film?
It will be.
Okay, here's the prediction. Will Lady Gaga be nominated for Best Supporting Actress?
No.
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 You don't think so?
No.
What if Joaquin Phoenix is nominated and wins again?
Fuck, he won for Joker, didn't he?
Yep.
Yeah.
That's why I'm mentioning it.
That's weird.
It is weird.
Joker got nominated for too many Oscars.
It's because we live in a society. Do you think
she sings an original song?
Yes, 1,000%. And I think it's nominated and I think it has the potential to win.
Yeah.
Which is going to suck.
Smile 2?
Not interested.
Did anyone watch Smile 1?
No.
Okay, I didn't either. Terrifier 3.
Didn't you say 2 was shit?
Yeah, 2 was too long. And apparently the only part worth watching I went to the bathroom in.
Was that like, the uber violent toilet. Bit? Or?
Yeah, I went to the toilet and my friend was watching it. I'm like, I didn't pause it. And like, I said, this movie's shit. I'm just going to the bathroom. I'm not, like, keep watching. I'm not stopping for this. And I went to the bathroom, they came back, and I just sat down in my chair, and I was like, did I miss anything? And he's just in silence, because he thought I was fucking with him.
Oh, my God.
Because I just missed the most brutal thing in the world. Him, like, skinning people.
Oh, my God.
Oh.
And, like, yeah, him scalping someone and pouring salt on the scalp and stuff like that.
Okay, I would 100% think you were joking. Like, no, yeah. In that situation.
And I came back
well.
Just being like, what did I miss? Or did I miss much?
Did I miss much?
And he was just like, you just missed the most fucked thing in the world.
Oh my God.
Venom 3, who knows?
Yes, apparently.
All right. I guess this maybe.
Yeah. I mean, Ridley Scott is...
Yeah, I know.
Kind of struggling.
Oh, is Wicked Part 1 getting nominated for anything?
Wicked, I mean...
That'll get stumped.
It might get nominated for Best Sound.
Oh. The Karate Kid.
Are we getting like one more season of Cobra Kai?
We are.
Have they said when that's coming out?
What in the living fuck?
Yeah, Mufasa no, the Lion you. King?
No.
Excuse
did they
me,
not,
this is...
Did they not learn from the...
Do you know who's directing it?
Who?
Director of Moonlight, Barry Jenkins, is directing
what
this movie.
What the Sorry. Fuck?
Interesting.
Yeah. Yeah.
What? Yeah.
So who's voicing... Yeah, I don't know.
Aaron?
But it's...
Who's that? Aaron Pierre and
the younger
Kelvin
versions.
Harrison Jr.?
I believe it's Barry Jenkins. If I'm wrong, I'm wrong.
No, you're right.
No, it's Barry Jenkins. Ah, yes. Timon and Pumbaa have made it into it.
You know, sure, of course. Why not? Fuck
yeah, it.
Sonic the Hedgehog 3.
I mean...
Have they announced it's Hayden Christensen yet? As
not, I mean, I don't think officially. That's
what,
the big
Knuckles?
Rumor, though.
It's Shadow.
A Shadow.
Yeah, Idris Elba has his own TV series.
Nosferatu, this could do some stuff.
That'll do some stuff.
Oh, I mean, it'll get nominated for makeup, surely.
Yeah, I hope it does stuff. This is undated.
That's not happening this
year. I don't think it's coming out. No.
That's next year.
The Piano Lesson, this seems like it might get nominated. Oh, it definitely looks like it's going to get nominated.
Great Depression, sold.
Great Depression. It's, you know, it's not the non-Great Depression.
It wasn't the average depression. That's my life. Bless. Okay, well, I mean, like, there's, like, some in there.
There's some stuff.
I mean,
that's all I have to say about that.
I feel like there's only like
three
Oscars,
or four, like probably noteworthy ones that will probably.
Yeah, at least in like terms of like early predictions. I feel like Oscars movies are always the ones that sort of just like pop up out of nowhere.
Mm.
Speaking of out of nowhere, Alex, do you want to talk about some wrestling?
I want to talk about the fact that I watched Dune 2 in its entirety.
Oh, yeah, we need to hear about it. Everyone, we're going to cast back to last week when Alex said he had fallen asleep.
I thought I'd fallen asleep.
And?
He has now fully watched it. Please enlighten us on your awake thoughts.
Yeah, I fell asleep during Dune Part 2.
You finally understand the fate of Batista.
Yeah, first of all, yes, I know what happens to Batista. So, it was after he drank the water of life. And, like, the only thing I remember from that Water of Life segment was Anya Taylor-Joy.
Yep. I mean,
as soon as it cut to him walking through Arrakis and then seeing the water and the waves, I was just like, I did not see this. This is me.
So you were asleep and then you woke up, saw Anya Taylor-Joy's face, fell back
and went back to sleep.
Because, like, I remember the throne. So, you know when I was talking about how I said I remember the Baron dying?
Yeah.
So, now seeing the film, when I said that, I referred to the part where that Imperial Guard chops him off his life support machine.
Oh.
And I was like, yeah, I saw the Baron die. I didn't see Timothy Chalamet walk straight into the throne room, shank him in the neck and say, grandfather, you die like an animal.
Yep.
I wasn't referring to that. That was new.
That's so good.
And that was, I just want to talk about the best scenes in the movie.
Yeah.
Which were Timothy walking into the war council room.
Yes.
In front of everyone and just being like, step up to me. Like, you know, and I know this isn't new information from last week, but Xavier Bardem as Stilgar, when like Timothy Chalamet walks in and then that council member goes, you can't speak, you must take the member. And he just gets up and he goes, all right, come kill me.
Yeah, like, you have to kill Stilgar, me now.
Stilgar just gets up without any hesitation and it's like, he's got to kill me. And he's like, come on.
He's the epitome of like a religious believer, like full-on apostle. Like,
and when he puts the ring on and he said, and he's like, I'm Duke of Arrakis.
Yeah. So,
like, that's true. And like, ooh. Josh Brolin's face goes from, he literally goes from like kind of being there with Zendaya, feeling the same way she was feeling, like, I'm not sure about this, to being like, I'm in.
Yeah, I'm 100% in.
That's Atreides.
Atreides for life.
That, yeah, so that the War Council scene is honestly just like, you're just in awe of Chalamet.
Is that the scene that also, is it that scene that starts, or is it the scene when he approaches to drink the water where it does that incredible shot of him walking through the crowd?
How great. And any shot where it's him walking over a hill and he's in his black coat together.
He's walking to the war council in that and it's like fuzzy.
Yes. Yeah. And him walking to the top of the mountain to address the army.
Yes.
Oh my god. I was just watching him, just like, this is epic.
Yeah.
Like, this is the shit. I was just like, I was like, it, just sitting there in the theater, just me and my own little row extreme screen.
Hell yeah.
You know where we sit.
God damn.
Just sitting there, just being like, oh.
The theater just fucking rumbling because the sound is off the charts.
Oh my god. The worm riding. I mean, we talked about the worm riding scene, but my goodness, being conscious, not actively conscious, just being like, you know, conscious, for all of this, for this whole movie, like, this movie slaps. This movie fucks.
It does.
And
it fucks for a long time. It's got stamina.
Oh my god. At the end, like, when they first go into, like, so I did not remember the Emperor's little glass bubble shit.
Oh, don't you remember his little
reflective ball?
Oh, man. Reflective ball. I saw that, this viewing, and I went, that's fucking sick.
When it just it looks like
the visuals on that thing is wicked.
It looks like
when it looks like it's on fire.
It's when they oh yeah, that's a great shot. It looks like the reference points for when they do CGI later.
Yeah,
those reference bowls.
I was like that looks awesome.
Yeah, it's really cool.
And then like I remember the three worms popping up, but I don't remember them going to town.
Yeah.
On the whole thing, I was like, that's sick.
Yeah. And the shot of like all the sand through the doorway and then him just walking through.
Now, there is a shot of like it's just before Batista dies.
Yeah.
And it's like you kind of it looks like you kind of feel like you're in a helicopter and you're going through like the battle. Yes. Everything's on fire. Do you know what that reminded me of? Do you guys remember when you used to watch a movie? And like they used to have that little ad for the sound thing, and you'd go through the cavern, and then you'd hear wah! Like that.
Yep. Yep. Yeah, I remember.
I'm not sure if I did it well.
I don't know what studio it is or what like company, but like I do remember that.
Yeah. That's what it reminded me of. That thing there. But what a movie.
Yeah.
Like this is a movie. I'm seeing it again. I'm gonna see it again. In its entirety. I've got Thursday, Friday off work. I might see it both days. No, I won't. I'll see that it one of the days.
Wild.
But I'm going to see it again because this movie rips.
Yeah.
This movie's fucking awesome.
I'm glad you finally saw it.
Yeah. Like, you know, because last week I was a bit like, I don't know what really to say about the movie because I'm like, I felt like I missed a lot of it.
Yeah, and turns out.
And like, I would say I missed from large chunks because I was coming back in because like I said, yeah. I remember seeing the Baron's body.
You saw Anya Taylor-Joy
in the desert. I saw Anya Taylor-Joy. I saw some of the throne room scene, like so yeah, of him getting cut. But like from him drinking the water to them getting into, you know, they go into the room where they do the duel.
Yeah.
At the end. No, in between there, in and out.
Yeah.
So. Austin Butler, great. That fight scene, awesome. Yeah. The fucking sun planet. The fucking black sun planet.
Oh, my God. So good.
So good.
The Harkonnen's planet.
Braden, I need you to get me the Art and Soul of Dune part two.
Oh, yeah. I'll have to. I assume it's coming out.
I've got
yeah.
book one. Yeah, it is. I found it on Booktopia. All
right, cool.
I was literally just looking. Yeah, I saw that. They would be sick books to have.
I want part two.
All right, I'll order that book. I'll order you in part two.
Because that is
how much best. Do they cost?
Through normal places or through me?
Well, you, obviously.
We'll discuss this off the air. Thank you very much.
Because you're off air. Brayden doesn't
However,
do anything for us.
You can also support my work and lifestyle if you go to Greenlight Comics. Please do.
Buy a book.
The weather lately has...
Can they buy Dune at your...
They can certainly buy Dune. You can buy Dune. You can buy Dune, the trilogy, in a big hardcover. You can also buy Dune, the graphic novel, part one and part two.
Can you buy Dune in a big hardcover? Is it like the actual book?
If you look up the Great Dune Trilogy hardcover, it's black with gold cover. Dune.
Hardback. Oh, this is cool. Seven, how much are you selling it for?
Part two.
How much?
And the cover of The Art and Soul of Dune Part 2 with the Harkonnens floating out of the spaceship.
Is it his official cover? Because last time I checked, it didn't have an official cover.
Say final cover to be revealed. Okay. I mean, it's still, that would be cool if it is that.
Okay.
Yeah,
I like
that cover.
Great Dune. So is that Dune? That's Dune, Messiah, Dune.
Children
so
of Dune.
Dune, Messiah, and Children of Dune.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, all of that in one big black leather bound type thing.
That's nice.
Cool.
It's a nice edition. I have one copy left at work.
Is it like this big?
It's like a big hardcover size. Like,
yeah, I was going to say, because like the normal book is like 800 pages. This is saying it's 900.
Yeah, the first book's chunky.
12.
Yeah. I'll take some photos and send them to you tomorrow at work.
Yeah. So, other than watching Dune Part 2 again, I did watch one other new movie.
Ooh.
It's awful, by the way, so let's talk about this. So, there's a bit of a theme at the Oscars in this movie of the Oscars being I'm not going to say the Oscars was bad. The actual show itself was bad. It wasn't. But there was one one part where the comedy worked extremely well because of one person. His name is John Cena. And it's very much reflecting his new film, Ricky Stenicki, on Amazon Prime.
Oh, this one.
Starring him and Zac Efron.
Yep.
Movie sucks. Bad movie.
Oh.
John Cena is the only part that got chuckles from me.
Yep.
It's just the comedy doesn't work. It's such like lowbrow, early 2000s humor.
That's the vibe I got from the trailer, and it did not look like my vibe.
It's just shit, really.
It's giving, just from the trailer at least, not as someone who's seen it, and I want to see if this lines up with what your thoughts were on it. It's giving like Hangover meets like a 2002 college movie where they have to get one over on the principal or whatever.
So basically the story of the film is that when they were kids, they invented a friend called Ricky Stenicki who they blamed everyone, like they blamed for them getting in trouble all the time.
Yeah.
So like if something happened, they just blame on Ricky Stenicki.
Yeah. And they use him to like get out of other things.
So they've used him throughout their whole lives. They're now all married or in relationships, and one of them's got a baby on the way. And in order to get out, like they've been using it the whole time, they've actually invented a Bible which tells you everything they've ever made up about Ricky in one place.
Okay, that's a fun idea.
It is. The idea is fun.
Yeah.
Right? It's a good idea for a movie. And yeah, so basically what happens is they don't want to go to the baby shower for one of them is hosting a baby shower, and they don't want to go. They want to go to Atlantic City to go to a concert.
Yeah.
So they make up that their friend Ricky Stenicki, his cancer's back, and they have to go support him. So they go there, but then they miss the birth of his child. Because they're in Atlantic City. So basically then they're kind of just like, well, fuck, we got to have Ricky show up to the baby, like all the shit for the baby now.
Yep.
And so they hire John Cena, who's a wannabe actor from Atlantic City, also is like pretty much a porn star.
Yep.
I don't know. Does X-rated song parodies. And so much of the film's dedicated to him on stage dressed as different people. One of them's
I did see a Britney Spears one. Yep.
Yeah. Making masturbation parodies of their songs.
Wow.
Really bad. And yeah, that's the thing. And then they spend a lot of the movie with him getting a job at Zac Efron's work. And yeah, it's just not good. The humor doesn't work. And John Cena's the only one that kind of, like, John Cena comes out of the movie looking all right. And that's a credit to him.
Damn. Okay.
So yeah, movie sucks. Don't watch it.
Do you think he was trying to save face by coming out naked at the Oscars?
Who knows?
Like,
who knows? I feel bad for Zac Efron. This is the second movie in a row that this director and Zac Efron have made, and they've both been shit, and I'm just wondering what this director has on Zac Efron now.
Because it's clearly blackmail.
Yeah.
Yeah, bless.
So, yeah, movie sucks.
Man, with womp womp.
And I watched Talladega Nights for the first time. That movie was fun.
From what I remember, that movie is fun. It's got some good one-liners.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's a wild movie. I watched SmackDown.
Oh, yeah? In its entirety?
I fast-forwarded through like a decent chunk of it, but like...
So you didn't watch all the matches and all the promos?
I think I did watch most of it. I was mainly just skipping through all the ads and shit, but like...
Well, it's because this week they decided to put the Bloodline shit last and they ran out of time and they actually had to wrap it up early.
Oh!
Which is probably the last time they'll ever put it last on a show.
Yeah.
Because, yeah.
That put a lot of pressure on them. I mean, it did... Tiffany Stratton continues to be incredible. She's awesome. She's awesome. She's so good. Who else was there at the opening of SmackDown? I can't remember who it was. Oh, they had the whole Logan Paul bit with KSI.
Oh, yeah.
And Randy coming out and RKOing KSI, which is good fun.
They got the Prime sponsor now.
Which is wild. That's a...
Yeah, I don't know how I feel about it.
Yeah, that's really strange.
I don't know how I feel, but I guess we're gonna have to get used to it.
Yeah, true.
Anyway, so yeah, Raw was on today. So what's the biggest news to come out? One, the tag team match is 100% happening.
Yeah.
Night one. It's the main event of night one. So there we go.
It's going to be great.
Do we know who's in it?
Cody Rhodes and Seth Rollins versus The Rock. Oh,
that's right.
Reigns.
That's right. Right, that one, yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah, and then so that's happening night one, and then both your Seth and Roman title matches are night two.
Yeah.
So yeah, they all three of them are doing double duty, which is kind of cool.
Yeah, it's a nice change of pace for Roman.
It is. He's gone from not showing up to constantly showing up.
Yep.
Yeah. So today, what happened today? Today, Sami Zayn won the gauntlet match, so we're getting Gunther versus Sami Zayn at Mania.
Nice.
So that, there we go. Not what we wanted. It was Sami Zayn. Watch the gauntlet match if you can, because Sami and Chad Gable being the last two in it was great.
Yeah, I did see some highlights on Instagram, and it was just like, Jesus Christ, they are...
Wrong decision, though.
Going Chad for it.
Anyway, Chad should have won.
Yeah,
bless. What else happened? Oh, they're doing a six... They call it... What are they calling it? A six-pack ladder match for the men's tag titles. So there's going to be six tag teams...
What?
In a ladder match for the men's tag titles at Mania.
So 12 people.
Nice.
Yeah, 12 people in a match.
That's...
12 people in a ladder match.
That's going to be chaos. So
the question is... Does the winners get both belts? So they're not splitting the belts up.
I have a feeling that two teams are going to grab the belts and
at the same
and
time.
And it's going to end at the same time, and they're going to unhook them, and they're going to fall to the ground at the same time.
Holding different belts. Holding
different belts, or they just come up with a reason next week of how they're splitting it. But I think this is how they're splitting the belts. Two people are going to grab them.
That's a bit of fun.
Yeah.
I did see a thing as well of was it Jimmy calling out wanting to
Jay fight? Called out Jimmy today. Yeah. So we're gonna get brother versus brother at Mania. It's gonna be fun.
Be good fun. Which they teased at the Rumble.
Yeah.
But I think is that kinda it?
Muhammad Ali is gonna be inducted into the WWE Hall of Fame.
Incredible.
I did see that.
There we go. There's a bit of fun there.
Bit of fun.
But yeah. Other than that,
I think that's it.
Nothing too crazy happened.
In terms of just like Road to WrestleMania, almost there.
It's gonna be very interesting, and I'm very excited. And we got under a month now to WrestleMania.
Wild.
So yeah.
Get keen.
I'm born keen.
Born Cain, bless.
Jason Bourne.
I don't have anything else to bring here. Michael, do you have anything else to bring here?
Nah.
Done.
Didn't watch anything, Michael?
No, haven't watched anything.
Didn't watch a movie about a man?
Oh, right. No, I did.
And someone
did.
Being the man?
Very quickly, me and Gemma the other night watched She's the Man, which I had never seen before. That was a whirlwind and a half.
What? Have neither of you seen this movie?
Gemma was practically just sitting there laughing at my facial expressions when things were said and happened.
Yep.
You can clearly tell when this was made.
Oh, big, big 2000s energy.
Oh, yeah. And it's just, I don't know, it's weird seeing Amanda Bynes not off the rails.
Oh, bless. I'm surprised that you have not seen that, Alex.
I just never watched it.
It was just...
What's the other one?
It was just one of those movies that was like... it was just one of those films that was out at that age when we were all watching DVDs.
It was that... It was like the one that I just never saw.
Bend It Like Beckham?
I've seen that. We had to watch that in school.
What?
It's based on a book.
That doesn't change anything. Why did you need to watch it at school?
Because they read the book, clearly.
What class was that for?
You know how it happened. When you read a book, then you got to watch the movie.
Wild.
I actually don't think it's based on a book, by the way.
Someone lied to you. It's not
based on a book. So we just watched Bend It Like Beckham for nothing. Okay.
Incredible.
Which I was going to say, like, that makes sense that it's not based on a book because...
That you might just be misremembering. Like, I feel like that's like a teacher coming in with a hangover type day being like, oh, I just gotta watch Bend It Like Beckham.
Yeah.
It's what the rental store had.
To be fair, I would also associate watching any movie, particularly in high school, with having read the book first and then being allowed to watch the movie.
Yeah.
Well, yeah. Yeah, right?
Yeah. Mao's Last Dancer.
Nah. Romeo and Juliet, Chinese, watching what we had to do. Multiple versions of the movie.
Romeo and Juliet. Yeah.
Yes, we watched the
old underage nudity scene one.
Yeah, and then we watched the modern one with Leo version.
No, that's the modern one.
Yeah,
that's the one we watched.
Yeah, that one's great.
I watched that.
Fairly sure we watched the '60s one as well.
Ella Brandy. Did you guys watch Looking for Ella Brandy?
No.
No.
There was Lord of the Flies.
Animal Farm.
Yeah. 12 Angry Men, we did.
We didn't do that.
We did 12 Angry Men, but then we didn't end up watching the movie because we were taking so long. Because we were just actually performing it in class. Like, we had assigned roles of the
Michael, do you remember script? When we had to... Do you remember we had to do The Merchant of Venice with assigned roles? In English?
Yeah.
Yeah, no, we had to do that in English.
Remember when we had to do the... when we did the book thief and we had to enact out a scene?
Oh my God. We had to enact out a scene. It was so awkward. It was so awkward. Oh
God.
It was.
We had to perform a scene from the book thief. I that was so funny. I remember it was our job over the holidays to read the entirety of the book thief. And
I watched the movie.
We watched the movie and we looked at Spark Notes.
I mean, that's 100% what you do, right?
Yeah, that was all we did. What else did we read in school? What else was a school read? The Outsiders.
I never read that one.
Never read that one.
Didn't read. We watched the movie. Have you seen the movie?
No.
Have you heard of it?
I have heard of it.
I've heard.
You want to
see
the stacked cast?
I'm trying to think of what else we read in school.
Do you realize how stacked the movie The Outsiders is with its cast?
I always hilariously mix up The Outsiders with The Warriors.
So, Matt Dillon, Ralph Macchio. Ralph Macchio, Patrick Swayze, Rob Lowe, Diane Lane, Emilio Estevez, Tom Cruise.
Damn.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, it is a stacked... Yeah.
That is stacked.
That is a cast.
But yeah, I remember reading some books in school. It was better when we read them in class as a class.
Yeah.
Yes.
Mainly because you would actually be able to hear what the book is and you didn't forget to read it.
Well, we were 16, 17 at the time. We left school, we were like going home to play games.
Yeah. And you know what's great about how that works is that
you still do that. I come home to play games.
I was gonna say at that age, we are then entrusted with a upwards of like 50,000 grand debt loan that we're allowed to legally go into. Great work.
Oh, from uni?
Yeah.
Only $38,000.
Oh, that's pretty good.
Yeah. Well, I only ever did my courses once, Brayden.
And you finished.
And I finished.
Yikes.
Bless. And we're finished. Thank you for joining us for MMT.
Millennium. That's it. MMT's done.
Episode 239. I have been one of your hosts. We don't do that at the end of the episode. Follow us on your podcast service of choice. If you can, leave a little review, subscribe, comment, and all that stuff. As always,
I'm Alex.
I'm Brayden.
And I'm Michael.
Michael's on a delay, but we're out of here.
Leave room for Chris.
Goodbye.